manager?
Yes.
Just a moment, sir.
His office, and indeed, he was going to change his position.
Yes?
Senator Dirksen, 9-1.
Have you got a minute?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here with Attorney General and Secretary of Labor, Mr. Ginsburg, who is on this board, and Larry O'Brien.
Tell Dave hello for me.
Hi, Senator. Hello, Senator.
Yeah. Hi, Dave.
Good to hear you, sir.
Haven't seen you in a little while.
I'm just sitting here listening.
I know.
Everett, I want they had a tie vote on bill that we can live with, and
yeah.
They reported a damn fool, and Mansfield says he's going to oppose it tomorrow, but we need to put a little team together there.
Yeah.
And I wanted Nick to tell you, because he says you our attorney general up on the hill of the legal things, and how ridiculous this bill is that they reported from the committee and how silly it is.
Yeah.
And here's Nick.
Hi, Senator.
Yeah, now, Nick, first tell me about the finding.
About the what?
Finding.
Oh, the...
They didn't make any finding, did they?
No, they stated some stuff preliminarily there, and then they left everything up to the president.
Yeah.
And the way it reads there, it's really ridiculous. They say that without any standard at all, he can put people to work, or he can take them off work, or he can do anything he wants to do for a period not exceeding 180 days.
Oh, that's what they call the optional clause.
Yeah, well, that's the only operative clause as well.
Yeah, I guess so.
If the president doesn't do something, nothing happens, and what he can do is... they even added the phrase in his discretion.
Yeah.
So the way it reads is that he for a period of time, can, in his discretion, the period provided in the Railway Labor Act, be reinstated and extended for such period or periods of time as may be determined upon him by issuance of an executive order or order so providing.
Yeah.
Provided that the time shall not exceed in the aggregate 180 days.
Yeah.
So he can turn it on and off with no standard. Put it on Monday, take it off Tuesday.
Yeah.
No hearings, no representation, no fact findings, no anything. He can turn it on for these airlines and turn it off for the others. He can do anything he wants to do.
I didn't get that impression from Javits when I talked to him tonight.
Well, I doubt that Javits has thought that much about it.
Yeah.
I think they were so anxious to make the decision by the president that they didn't think the kind of authority they were giving to him, I guess.
Yeah. All right, now on that point, Nick, what do you suggest?
Well, I suggest they think it out a little bit more before they do it. If they're going to... if there's going to be a finding on this, that transportation's been interrupted and there's been an interference with... commerce, then I think that's a finding that the Congress had better make.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if they put that finding anywhere else, they're going to have a hearing on it, they're going to have court action on it, and everything else. So I think if they're going to do it, they think this is, you people think this is that important, or the majority does down there, then I think they ought to make a finding of the kind provided for and say, in view of this, the period of the Railway Labor Act is extended for whatever period of time they want to extend it for.
Yeah. Then, Nick, we'll have to bargain for time. That would mean we'd have to find somebody to object so that the matter would go over long enough to reconsider that item. See, Mike has to do this on a consent basis tomorrow.
Well, you can do it in debate on this, I guess. Point out what this does. You could... either substitute something for it, which made it Congress finding it for the whole period of 180 days, which would bring it similar to the Morse bill. That would be easy enough to do.
Yeah.
Or secondly, I guess you could just send it back to committee.
Well, that you could do, but that wouldn't be wise.
Morse bill.
If we can handle it there on the floor.
I would think the thing to do would be to handle it on the floor so that they just took this discretion of the president out of here and just made a finding.
Well, Nick, I'll canvass all our fellas. tomorrow morning and tell them to relent on this item.
This gives authority to the president. I don't think would hold up anywhere the way it's drafted here, Senator.
Have you looked at that vote during the committee of 8-8 on the Morse resolution?
No, I didn't see it.
Well, it was 8-8.
Yeah.
And for that reason, it failed on a tie.
I see.
Griffin was the only man you lost.
I see.
Kennedy, Nelson, Kennedy, Pell, Williams, Randolph, and Clark, along with Griffin.
All your guys.
That's right.
Sure. I knew that Teddy Kennedy was the mastermind in that.
The people for Morse were Hill and Morse.
Yeah.
Yarber and Dominic.
Yeah.
Fannin and Murphy.
Yeah.
Javits and Prouty.
Yes, sir.
But then they voted out 10-6.
Yeah. Well, Mr. President, I'll get after him tomorrow morning, first thing.
What I think you ought to do, Everett.
Yeah.
Hold on just a minute, Senator.
What I would seriously consider doing is taking the Morris resolution, and you and Mansfield says he's going to support the Morris resolution.
Yeah.
But you and Morris doctored, you and Mansfield doctored a little bit.
Yeah.
And offered as a substitute to get Morris not to offer his.
That's right, we could do that.
Now, Jerry Ford doesn't want it anyway, but here are the ones reported. Javits voted reported. Prouty voted reported.
Yeah.
Griffin voted reported.
Yeah.
That's three Republicans.
Yeah.
Now, Dominic and Fanning and Murphy all voted against it.
Well,
now, what it is, they're talking about an arrogance of power.
Yeah.
This gives the president to run any airline he wants to, any way he wants to, any day he wants to, under any conditions he wants to, or whatever time he wants to. It doesn't have to be 40 days or 80 days.
Right.
He sets the time, and he sets the standards, and he has no guidance. He has no straitjacket.
Yeah.
Nothing to go him. They just turn it through it right in his lap. They're so damned anxious. They remind me of that little Feist dog lives next door. They run out and bark like hell, and then they run hide under the bed.
I know.
And they said, "Right, God, we're going to tackle a big bad wolf, but we want Johnson to tackle him, and we're going to run off."
Yeah.
Now, if they want something to stand up, I don't know. I'm not going to take the position. We got to have something. But they make speeches every day, and if they want something, you and Mansfield get together, and then let's get some troops together, like Russell Long and George Smathers and Johnny Pastore and some of your people, and let's point out how silly and how ridiculous and how idiotic it is to turn this over to a president. Let him turn it off. He's running every labor union in the country. He's running every airline in the country.
Yeah.
And if he can do it on this case, he'll have to do it on the electrical people next week, and he'll have to do it on the telephone company August the 20th.
Yeah.
And you better set up some standards up there.
All right.
Now, will you get with Mansfield and you all draft up something?
You want some help on language, Senator? I'd be happy to give it to you.
Okay, Nick. I'll get with Mike first thing tomorrow.
All right, don't let that thing come to vote until you've got the votes, Everett.
Oh, it won't come to a vote until we're ready.
Okay, all right.
All right.